Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in South Florida, it's time for South Florida Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of South Florida Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, Diaz Trade Law, your customs expert. Today on South Florida Business Radio, we have Aubrey Brown with CSX Transportation. Welcome, Aubrey.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to be talking to you today. For the folks who don't know, can you share a little bit about CSX Transportation? How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. So CSX Transportation is the third largest freight railroad in the United States. Now, that's a freight railroad versus a passenger railroad. And CSX operates through a 21,000-mile network east of the Mississippi River, roughly 20,000 miles, across 26 states, including the District of Columbia. We have some of the most advanced intermodal terminals, container terminals in the country. We connect to 240 short line railroad partners and various ports, about 70 ports. And we provide an alternative to trucking and just a great rail network. And we service all of the state of Florida, including South Florida, Miami-Dade County.
Now, I don't think that the public at large really understands how important rail is as part of the supply chain and logistics. You mentioned that I guess in some ways it takes the place of the trucking, but just the fact that it's been around for so long and is, you know, a rail is a permanent line throughout the United States. And without rail, we couldn't have the supply chain that we have today, right? Like it's super important.
Absolutely. Look, most of the, you know, first of all, a train is more efficient than a truck. If it's a product which is heavy and moving a long distance, the railroad is really very effective. And what we talk about, we try to provide an innovative freight solution. The other thing which I think folks don't realize is you see a train out there, you don't realize that trains emit a lot less pollutants than the alternative, than a truck. You know, and we can carry a ton of freight 465 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. And that's an interesting statistic if you think about it that way, you know? But the, for instance, any industry that requires raw materials, the railroad is the way to get that material there, especially over the long distances that they travel. You know, this is a very large rail network in the country. And the freight railroads, you know, very safely carry a lot of these materials. And it's not a safer way for you to carry something that's that heavy for that long of a distance, but by rail. And we certainly look to, you know, our biggest challenge is to try to divert more freight off the highways without sacrificing reliability. And I'll get into some of the things that we've been doing in just a minute. But there's definitely a place. And we think the future for rail looks bright. And we think there's more opportunities in the future.
Now, I recently had a chance to go to Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
And obviously that's a large port and a lot of shipping containers coming and going from that port.
Right.
But something I noticed while I was around there is that having a port allows a lot of business to take place. Now I'm seeing a ton of warehouses being built farther and farther away from the port, but the goods have to get into these warehouses. Having a port or one of these kind of nodes where a lot of activity happens is great for the economy in those areas, right? And there must be a lot of opportunities for rail, I would think, moving forward in these nodes where this type of intersection occurs.
Absolutely. Especially if the intersection, if you think a little bit about South Florida and the huge influx of goods and material that come in from abroad into the Port Miami and Port Everglades and so on, you do have a connection with the FEC Short Line Railroad, but the CSX Railroad comes in to South Florida directly as well. And in fact, we are exploring to do something just exactly the same as what's been done in Savannah, where they've increased their containers on rail from 500,000 per year to 1 million. And exactly to your point, Lee, what that has spurred is these huge distribution warehouses, both for imports and exports. And we're very interested in looking at how we can explore replicating that along the East Coast, particularly with emphasis in South Florida, because the greatest percentage or the greatest population in the state of Florida is, as we all know, between Orlando and South Florida. So we absolutely believe this is absolutely an opportunity for South Florida moving forward if we look at what's happened in a place like Savannah. And if we can emulate that, not at exactly the same scale, but just look at what that possibility could be. And we would like to be part of that solution to provide a rail alternative.
Now, isn't it funny how rail has been around for the longest period of time, and there are still ways to innovate, you know, decades and decades after, you know, the first thought of how rail could impact the country?
Yeah. You know, what's so interesting about rail is that because you're able to bring such a large amount of raw material into an area, you allow those industries in that area particularly to flourish. I'll give you an example. I'm not going to mention names, but some customers that I've assisted in Miami-Dade County, by being able to get a direct rail service on CSX, they've been able to increase the amount of employees they hire. They've been able to increase their output of what they produce by about 100%. So there's a clear example of what that can do. And I think, you know, there's little knowledge about railroads. Folks see the train, and it's more of an annoyance when you held up at a crossing somewhere. But the benefit is unbelievable if you just think about the connectivity across this country.
Right. And people forget that the United States is very large.
Yeah.
And it's not that simple to make something, you know, appear on one coast and then appear again on another coast. It takes a lot of coordination and a lot of energy for that to occur. And rail is an important component of that that I think sometimes that we lose track of.
Absolutely, because when we talk about freight railroads, there are more than 600 freight railroads in the United States, but there are only 7 Class 1 railroads, and these are railroads with operating revenue in excess of $500 million a year. CSX is one of the largest in the East. In the West, you've got the Union Pacific and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe. But we would be, you know, on the railroad, you're able to take product from Miami all the way to California. You can't do that very effectively or in any sort of, you know, it would be cost prohibitive to do it on a truck. But you're able to do that on the railroad very easily because you have that connectivity on a very large rail network in the United States. And people don't realize just how large that is.
Now, we heard so much about the supply chain issues from Asia to the West Coast. Has that benefited the folks on the East Coast and South Florida specifically? Has there been some, you know, frustration that people are like, hey, I need this to get to a port somewhere? And then
exactly. So that's been exactly the benefit for the East Coast. And, you know, the East Coast ports have been the beneficiary of labor disputes and of supply chain issues. Now, you know, will you get the full amount that comes in on the West Coast? It's still the preeminent port for things coming out of Asia, but there's clearly there's a real desire by the large companies who want to diversify that the way that their product comes into the United States. They don't want to be dependent on one port only. So they've explored the use of East Coast ports. It's been the benefit of the East Coast, and we will continue to see that because they want to eliminate supply chain disruptions to the best of their ability. Now, the pandemic, Lee, was something unusual, but what we have done at CSX, like most companies, we lost a number of employees when the pandemic started, but we have been on an accelerated pace of hiring. And the railroad's view is that even if things do slow down in the economy, we're going to continue hiring, because we do not want to be in a position where we do not have enough employees to able to meet the demand of our customers. And in fact, because we've hired a large number of engine and train folks to run these trains, and we continue hiring, we've seen our service level out to pre-pandemic levels. The railroad is running very smoothly right now. It's taken us quite a while to get back. But yes, to your point, absolutely. What's happening on the West Coast is going to be a clear benefit to East Coast ports.
Now, are you seeing any opportunity with the new technology coming on? Like, there's so much happening in like electric vehicles. Is there a play there for rail as well, or is that something that rail is just too large and too heavy for electric to really?
I will
serve?
Say this, Lee. There are, you know, the rail industry is constantly looking to innovate. Now, what combination that would be? Would it be a hybrid locomotive? I'm not sure if a locomotive with the tremendous weight that they have to carry can be completely electric, but they can tell you that they are constantly they're constantly looking at how we can reduce any kind of particulate emission, how to do greater cost savings, what type of locomotive that uses less diesel. Absolutely. I mean, those the entire rail industry is looking at how technology can assist. And the most important thing is that ESG is such a large component for new companies that are coming, that are starting up and that are reshoring to the United States, that when you look at the numbers and the carbon emissions on the railroad and just see how that compares, that's a compelling argument for companies as well. And we continue working to make that an even greater number. And, you know, who knows? I don't have a crystal ball into the future, but you might have, a locomotive that that needs no diesel, some other kind of technology. It's being looked at the moment.
Now, for you mentioned the opportunity for companies in other countries to kind of take advantage of some of the assets that South Florida has when it comes to this. Are there certain industries in particular that you think would benefit from at least inquiring about how CSX could help them, get into the United States and get their goods across the country?
Absolutely, Lee. So one thing that we look at, I mean, the railroad's network, its intermodal network, its container network is just unsurpassed. And so the velocity from Florida to the markets up in New York and Chicago, no truck can compete with. And so we currently partner with the FEC Railroad, which goes right into the Port of Miami, to take containers, and particularly I think of flowers. The largest amount of stems come into, before Mother's Day, come in through South Florida. All kinds of food products that come in could go by rail. The railroad has large refrigerated railroad cars to move this product. And then the flow into South Florida of building materials and shingles and windows and gypsum, those sorts of things that are used in the building industry, particularly with the growth that's going to be taking place towards the southern part of Miami-Dade County, specifically between Miami and Homestead. We know there's a lot of development going on down there. We think the railroad can really provide an alternative to bring some of that building material, aggregate material, down into South Florida, and vice versa. Product that's coming into South Florida, if companies have not considered the railroad in the past, we would do a study. We would assist the companies, do an analysis. Obviously, they're going to want to know what those rates would be. But it just provides another alternative to the trucking industry, which is rather expensive to bring product into South Florida all the way down there.
Now, do you also work with kind of local municipalities to say, you know what, if we had kind of a node here, maybe this would be an opportunity for them to have an area where they could kind of build out that little ecosystem of trade?
Exactly. So we work closely with the Miami Beacon Council. So absolutely. We discuss that with business groups, with local municipalities, with customers, with the entire business community as an alternative, but we're trying to do a better job of making ourselves visible and known. I think what you see in South Florida, you see tri-rail trains, we see Amtrak, now Brightline goes to, to Orlando. You don't see very much on the freight side because we really operate, in the middle of the night. Because of the way things are in South Florida now, that's the only window we currently have to operate between midnight and 6-7 in the morning before Tri-Rail starts up. But that's good. I mean, we still have a way to bring the goods in. And, we're trying to and this is one good opportunity with this show, is to just let folks know, you do have a freight railroad alternative out there, which can provide some alternative to you for your shipping needs.
Yeah, it's frustrating being a best kept secret, especially for something that's been around for as long as rail has.
Exactly.
Now, is there anything you can share, maybe trends looking ahead or things that you're excited about in 2023 and beyond?
Absolutely. So, you know, I can tell you there's a lot of discussion about a corridor. There's a 25-mile stretch of railroad track from Miami, if you know where the Miami Zoo is, all the way down to Homestead. And that's a corridor that has not been utilized in quite some time. And we're exploring the possibility of whether that could be revitalized as a freight corridor, particularly as we know growth will, you know, go further down south in the county. That's something we're looking at. And the other thing is we're also looking at potential rail sites along that corridor and all up in the Miami Gardens area near the airport. We're identifying buildings that have a rail spur that might not have been used in quite some time and simply would need to be refurbished. We see it's a very great opportunity to bring in things like rice and beans, things which come into the South Florida market. So we're working with numerous groups of realtors in Miami-Dade County. We're working with the Miami Beacon Council, and then we're working with individual customers who have reached out to us to assist them coming up with a solution. And then we're also obviously working with our partners. But I think for us, the opportunity this year is going to be the prevalence of rail in South Florida and to really show folks, if it's a good fit, what the advantages of rail would be. And to make folks aware that there really is an alternative. That for us is the most important. I mean, we're in growth mode, Lee. We need to grow. The railroads in the United States, I told you there are more than 600 railroads in this country, currently only ship 9% of the freight in the country. The trucks have got 91%. So our goal is to try to convert more traffic from the highway to the rail, and that is going to be the focus for 2023.
So what is the pain that customer is having where they might do well by exploring rail?
I think really it boils down to cost because, with the railroad, you're not going to get the same velocity as you can on a truck, but you definitely, let me say this, Lee, the one railroad car has the capacity of almost four semi-trucks. So you do the math on that and see what that cost saving could be, particularly if a customer is in the manufacturing space and they're bringing in steel coils or, plastic pellets for extrusion and so on. It makes a lot of sense for the railroad. So this is what folks are looking at. And I want to say it's the cost factor, just the amount of money that it costs to get a truck that far down south. And of course, we also act as a consultant for the customer. In other words, if they're even exploring, we do two things. What we'll do at CSX, we'll assist the customers to identify sites. We'll find a site for them. We'll work with the local community. We'll do rail designs for them if it's just a greenfield site, which needs design work. We'll put an entire package together for them as well, which I don't think is available in the trucking industry at the moment.
So if anybody has even the beginning of a frustration, it's worth having a conversation, right? Like there's no downside to having a conversation.
No. I mean, we would help them evaluate whether rail's a good fit or not. There are a number of factors, but that's something that we do. Our industrial development department is linked to the rest of the railroad, and we absolutely are customer focused. I mean, this is the new in 2023, I believe what's going to be most important for this railroad is going to be our customers. I mean, the railroads made most of the revenue generated by shipping coal for 200 years. We all know that coal will no longer be around in the future. And so it is vital for the railroad to find alternatives. And we think the greatest opportunity is to convert from traffic that's moving on the highway to rail if and when it's a good fit for the customer.
Well, if somebody wants to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what is the website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is csx.com, C as in cat, S as in snake, X as in x-ray, csx.com, or they could, and then you'd go to the tab customers, or they could reach out directly. There would be a list of their business development person for the state of Florida, but I'm going to give you my information directly to Lee, if I may. So I am Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Aubrey Brown. And my email address is Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, and then underscore, the little underline, brown as in the color, Aubrey underscore brown at csx.com. Aubrey underscore brown at csx.com. And I'm going to give you my mobile phone number as well. I'm available at any time. Folks can call me at the area code of 904-334-8615. Again, that's 904-334-8615. Very happy to take any call, assist any customer, and evaluate Rail.
Well, Aubrey, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on South Florida Business Radio.